A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man once with leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleading with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish it, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and he said, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone yet, but go first, show yourself to the priest, offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. And the report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. Many times in the scriptures we see this image of people falling prostrate before the Lord. Now I always struggle. I keep wanting to say prostrate and it comes out prostate. So it does bear with me. They fall prostrate before the Lord. This is a different image than what we hear in the scriptures sometimes when people fall back. The first one, falling or putting yourself in that position, prostrate before the Lord, is intentional. There's another motivation behind it. When, for instance, Jesus appears and people are startled or this manifestation of God, or it's after the resurrection or the guards around the tomb, and they fall back. It's like being, like if you're ever surprised, has this ever happened to you? And you kind of get startled or you're just overwhelmed and there's a little stone and you trip on it and you fall back. See, it's different. You didn't plan on that happening. This is intentional. And this time it's by this fellow who's plagued with this awful disease that was called leprosy. Today it's called Hansen's disease. A real stigma. You were deemed a sinner. You were outside of town. And Jesus would go to their encounter. But we hear this great dialogue. This man has faith and he says to the Lord, "If you really will it, you can make me clean." "Of course I will it. Be made clean." This is different than what we see displayed here in the nativity scene with the Magi. The Magi come to town, they're learned men, and they come to do homage. But there's an aura of prestige. You know, they come into this village, and the whole world is, "What is this?" With their caravans and all, to do homage. I'm not saying they weren't humble and they weren't holy men, but their motivation was different. This is a great leader, and they want to do him homage. It's a great courtesy thing. They want to give him gifts. Many times, we're at least tempted to be like the Magi in that sense. Let's say, I have to be careful how I say this, or I'll get fired. maybe we'll think highly of ourselves to some extent, or think, a lot of people like me, there's a certain fame about me, and I have these gifts, I'm able to do this and that, and we approach God in that way. "Oh, Lord, you are so wonderful, you've given me these things." That's different than the stance of this leper. He's not even begging mercy from God. He knows that God loves him, and he knows he has hope. And he says, "You really will it, you can do this." "Of course I do." Their hearts were in sync. That's what we're called to. See, God is way more than a step ahead of us. You know, the idea of begging for mercy, that's not what it's about. We believe in mercy. We believe in God. I know we go before the Lord, perhaps beating our breasts. "Oh Lord, forgive me, for I am a sinner." Okay, that's step one. But we have to move forward here. It's not begging, it's I have hope in you, God. You have made me. You are with me. Help me to be open to your mercy and your forgiveness. Those are the two things. It's not a begging attitude. Actually, if there's any begging, it's God who begs us, I think. Begs us to come to Him, to go to Him. My heart is open and always done with hope. Notice here what Jesus does. Stretches out His hand. He touches Him. That's very intimate. Heart to heart. And He heals Him. He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't say, okay, let me look you up in the big book. What have we done good? What have we done bad? None of that. It's immediate, it's inclusive, it's accepted. So let's be receptive to God's love and mercy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.